Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a WIP afternoon show on a Monday. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Stop out, say hi, Miller Lite specials all day. Ike Reese.
I'm feeling good, brother. It's Monday. We're out here. What the hell are you smiling about?
Do we have to work overtime? I mean, can we put this on our timesheet? It's 1:58. Like, what yeah, midday shows want to get out of here? They broke at what, 1:50?
You're asking me?
Well, yeah.
I mean, well, I'm sitting here with you. I'm 3 feet away from you.
I mean, holy cow. Short work day for the midday show?
Are we going to start our show, or are you waiting until 2?
I don't know. Oh. We should be working overtime. Just kidding. All right.
All right. Well, we have a big show today. Doug Peterson joins us at 3 o'clock. Doug has not been on the station since Doug left the Eagles, right? I mean, this is the first time.
Yeah, he certainly hasn't been with us.
Yeah, so, yeah. I haven't think of it. So Doug Peterson joins us at 3. Nick Sirianni joins us at 4, all to talk about Brandon Graham. 4:30, Chris Long will join us. Then at 5:30, Merrill joins us right here on site. Merrill Reese will join us. And at some point, Elliot Shore Parks will join us as well. And we'll talk about the big weekend series, Phil's win over the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The important things.
Another series win.
Yeah. We couldn't have gotten a sweep and just making us all excited at the same time. But they made it interesting, at least on Sunday. So, you know, we talk about Brandon Graham today. You know, it's funny. I felt this a little bit on the day he retired, and I feel it a little bit now as we are paying tribute to Brandon Graham. And if you've got a Brandon Graham memory, 215-592-9494, it almost feels like we're eulogizing him a little bit. You know, like Brandon Graham's still here and still with us, but we're lucky to be able to look back on an amazing career that got to a point that you never thought it would get to based on the way that it started. Ike, when you think about BG and his career and his time here, what is the thing that you think of?
Well, I mean, listen, I think about his longevity. You know, this is a sport that longevity doesn't go hand in hand with. And particularly when you're talking about a player staying with the same team throughout his career. And BG, you're talking about a decade and a half. In this sport with the same team, you just don't see that. It's very uncommon in today's sports world, particularly in football. And you're not talking about a quarterback. You're not talking about a kicker. You're talking about a position that is very demanding of you physically. And for BG to have carved out the career that he's carved out as a Philadelphia Eagle, being the longest tenured Eagle ever, being no one's worn that Eagles uniform, played in Eagles football games more than Brandon Graham. When you think about his journey, it's been talked about all throughout the day. It's been talked about since BG announced his retirement. He's been celebrated. So this is just an opportunity for us to continue that celebration of one of our favorites, one of our all-time greats, a fan favorite. When you think about his story as a first-round draft pick coming in with high expectations, struggling early in his career, some injury concerns there, lack of productivity, those sorts of things early in his career, and to be able to persevere through that. It's what the city is about. It's what the fabric of the city is about. When you talk about overcoming obstacles and adversity and being an underdog, you know, Brandon Graham, it's rare that you can be a first-round draft pick and be viewed as an underdog, right? But Brandon Graham, through his journey, came from being someone with high expectations and underachieving to being someone that people didn't expect much of, and turned himself into a Philadelphia great, an Eagles Hall of Famer, a two-time champion. Man, like I said, it's been great listening to everybody talk about BG all day. A lot of the stories have been told, but it's always great to rehear them. It's great to hear former coaches, former players come on. We got some great guests coming on to talk about BG. There's a reason why. You know, there's been a lot of great athletes that's played in this town, right? I don't know many of them, how many of them have received their own day here on this station and then have the amount of people that want to take part in this and contribute and give their testimony about Brandon Graham. It just goes to show you how great of a man he was, how great of a teammate he was, how great of a player he was, how great of a person he is. And so I look forward to it all day. We're going to celebrate him some more. We're going to celebrate him later tonight right up the street here at the Colonial Theater. So we're out here in Phoenixville. We're at the Great American Pub. Listen, I went long with it. I tried to make it easy for you two. I tried to make it easy for you two, especially my man here who's short on words because I know he's not going to give us a whole lot.
Wow.
I ordered lunch before everyone. And it's been tight since.
Yeah.
It's been tight since. I sat on the end seat also. There's a lot of aggression right now on this afternoon show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you ordered lunch. You didn't even offer to order for anybody else. That's the moment.
That's the Fritzy way.
Yeah. Nobody blames you for ordering lunch, buddy. Nobody blames you for ordering lunch. It's like you knew Ike wanted something.
Well, everyone takes care of themselves.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
The thing I when thinking about BG, and we'll, you know, as Ike said, you know, we'll talk about BG all day. 215-592-9494. Any memories of you ran into him, which seems like everybody in Philadelphia has like some BG story, and we'll get great stories today from Doug Peterson, from Nick Sirianni, from Chris Long. The thing that's amazing to me is he's such an interesting we think Brandon's almost always in a good mood, right? Even when he's not in a good mood, he's still in a good mood. It's interesting to me because the fans here are, you know, we have roller coasters. We have our ups and downs with the team. And for him to be here so long and still be so integrated with media and fans and not, like, his tolerance for all of this is just very high to me. Like a guy who went through it, who originally was the guy who we had instead of the guy, right? Like there were years where you couldn't say Brandon Graham's name without also saying Earl Thomas's name, right?
Right.
And for him to go through all of that with the fans, which by the way is a lot, and still be as integrated as he is with everyone, right? Like to have nobody have a bad Brandon Graham story, to have nobody say I ran into him and he was sick of it. Like just his ability to stick with it, not just on the football field, but with it with all of us, I think is amazing, right? I mean, like a lot of times you have a player here that long, they can keep themselves, but BG is a guy that's always out. Like BG is a guy injured himself, two games into the season during the COVID, was it? Wait, and still did the BG show every week for an entire year. Like still did his morning show appearances every week. So I don't know, his commitment, not just to the team and not just to his career, but his commitment to all of us in media and fans to me has been something amazing that I've never seen. I've seen great players before. I've seen players play their entire career for a Philadelphia team, but I've never seen a guy be able to package all of that and be able to like honestly stomach us and all of this for 15 years. years, I think is absolutely amazing.
Put on a smile with us?
Yes. Well, I mean, like, we're difficult to put on a smile with, you know, sometimes, I think. When things haven't gone great the entire time it's been here, he's been on some teams that have not achieved. It hasn't been Super Bowls every year for Brandon Graham. So for him to be here through the tough times and this as well, you know, this part is easy for him to go through. You know, being celebrated, all those things.
Yeah.
But going through the time where the team's not doing enough and the defense isn't doing enough and he's not doing enough and still be around to tell the story about it at the end, I think is amazing.
Yep.
You know? Jack, anything?
I got a lot.
Okay.
Got a lot to say. So I think the thing in preparing for this day, obviously, I think the thing that always hits me with Brandon Graham is he's probably the most human, like human being athlete I think I've seen. Like just from he's just a regular human. Even though he's a fantastic player, he's made $100+ million. He made the biggest play in Eagles history.
Second biggest.
What's number one?
The
dagger. I know.
No. Number one's Philly special, but the strip sack is number two.
Sure. The cute little strip sack. Yep. That decided the game. But I just think that.
Well, it didn't decide the game. It decided a play.
Yeah. Okay. No. So like that's the thing that really hits me when I think of Brandon Graham is he's just a regular human being, and I think he treats everyone the exact same, and we're lucky to have him. Now, he's not going anywhere. It's not a eulogy.
No.
Still very alive. Gonna be celebrated tonight at the theater.
Right.
And like I said, but like he deserves all of it. He deserves all of it. He's a unique individual. And we're not gonna have another Brandon Graham in this city.
By the way, may have saved this season. Like, you know, I know he won't talk. Maybe he'll talk about it on stage tonight. But his Brandon Graham show appearance where he talked about AJ and Jalen this year, we don't know if the conversations that happened internally after that whole thing happen, if it's not for Brandon Graham. And I know he is not somebody who will talk about that again, at least not, you know, soon. But who knows how this season goes if that stuff isn't aired out, you know? And I know it made people uncomfortable at NovaCare, and it probably made players uncomfortable, but it was a necessary thing to happen, and he knew it was necessary. And without him doing it, who knows if they win the Super Bowl this year? I know it sounds crazy, but there are butterfly effect moments that who knows if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, it was a pivotal moment in the season. Things that we aren't privy to that they are dealing with behind the scenes internally, discussing and working their way through. And who knows how contentious that may have gotten behind the scenes there with those guys. And Brandon obviously feeling that it came to that boiling point that he felt he needed to say something. He said what he felt he needed to say. And whether anybody else acknowledges that or not, I mean, listen, it's not something to be proud of, and I'm sure they don't want to hang their hat. They're not going to pin their season on Brandon airing out
stuff
that's going
laundry
on behind the scenes. But it's not even really, really needed. I mean, anybody that's following this team and understand that sort of dynamic, then you kind of understand that's sort of what took place. And to me, it got everything back on the right track. They had to basically confront some issues, talk them out, work through them, and then move forward. And they were able to do that and not miss a beat and go on to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, at some point, that story will be told whenever someone decides to write a book about the 2024 Super Bowl team. It will be.
Yeah, still no books, by the way.
It will be.
Yeah, no books so far.
That's good. Now, yeah. I'm talking about when all these guys are retired.
Yeah.
I always feel, you know, as players, you shouldn't be writing books anyway, right? Because quite frankly, unless you're like a Dennis Rodman or somebody whose life is just that interesting, you can talk about just you without talking about everybody else.
Right.
That's my whole point.
Without airing dirty laundry.
Yes, you don't talk
people.
About somebody else's business.
Right.
Just because you know it. You know what I mean? If you want to talk about yourself, go right ahead.
When we have Doug on, you're going to ask him about the book?
About?
His book.
What was? Oh, Doug's book is Fearless.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Doug's book was about coaching, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And how he's sitting there.
Yeah, I don't think he told any stories about anything.
No. Sitting there in the AFC Championship game, he's watching Bill Belichick, watching who's the Jags coach? Was that Gus Bradley?
Doug Marone.
Yeah. He's like, I would never do that. Yeah. If I ever get my opportunity, I'm going to go for it. And he did.
215-592-9494.
I know. Yep. I think that was. I know. It's like 350 pages. That was the big takeaway.
It is BG Day on WIP. Call up, talk about Brandon Graham. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What up, boys? BG.
What's up,
Day?
C?
Hey, man.
What's up, Corey?
BG. Hey, man. It's like you don't know where to start, man. It's like when you have a career like this, the way it started out wearing number 54, a trash number. You get your college number.
Whoa, hold up, man.
What?
Trash number.
54?
The 54 kind of is a trash number, right?
Are y'all serious? Whose number is 54?
It ain't 58.
Jeremiah Trotter.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's
my bad. Yeah. I'm going to take the L on that.
Trash number.
Yep, I'll take the L on that one. Yep.
I never said it was a trash player. I said the number.
It said it's a trash number.
You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. You knew who wore 54. You knew who wore 54, and the player makes the number. You decided to go, hold up. No, you hold up.
Uh-uh.
You decided to go 54 as a trash number, which I've never heard anybody say.
It wasn't okay. Hot take.
I'm just saying it's my opinion.
But you know who wears the number. You know who wears the number.
I'm not taking a shot at no player. I'm not talking about the number.
All I'm telling you is it's hard to differentiate. That's all I'm saying. You wouldn't say one is a trash number, would you?
But it's not a trash number.
Well, considering a lot of kickers were before quarterbacks made it popular.
But the number, I'm just talking about the number. See, you trying to put the two and two together. I'm not doing that.
That's what most people do, Court.
Okay, I'm just saying me. I'm just my opinion. I'm just saying me. Then he gets the.
No, you hate Trotter. We got it. Yep.
Yep. The 5-5 that he wear in college, and then you know the man took off. Like it's like. Yeah, we had the game. What was it? The Jets game in 2019 where he had the 3 sacks or the 4 sacks. You know what I'm saying? Then you go to the strip sack in the Super Bowl, which was the biggest play in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? To help to deliver the win. You know, it's so much. So when you look back over the career of BG, it's so much stuff you could talk about. Like Jack talked about, it's just him as a person, like where he is. If you can send a message to BG on any of the social media platforms, he'll respond. You know. I went back and forth with him about Michigan and O-State. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just such a likable guy. And like I said, he on my Mount Rushmore of Philadelphia Eagles. You know, not mine. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying mine is the right one. I'm just saying he's one of my top four guys all time as an Eagle, just for the longevity that he's been here and what he's done in his career. I love BG. I'm pretty sure every Eagle fan loves BG. And it's like, I mean, it's so much you can say about it, and we don't got a lot of time, but it's just like, when you sit here and think about this, all the stuff he did, you know, Spike bring up the situation with Jalen and AJ this year. Like, that was necessary. You know what I'm saying? People probably walking on eggshells in the locker room, don't want to bring stuff up. BG said, nah, man, y'all going to handle this. We try to win. We here for one goal, and I'm going to address it. So he tried to walk it back. You know, we don't know what's his mindset, but he said it for a reason. You know, sometimes you got to have somebody put it out there on the table. And that was the guy we did it. He was a captain. ever since we start putting C's on chess, I think he's been a captain the entire time, right?
Yep. Yep.
So it's like, man, BG, it's too much, man, to go through. Like I said, not a lot of time to talk about it, but I love BG 5'5", you know what I'm saying? And once again, I got to say, because Ike trying to throw me in the trash can, I was not taking a shot at no player. None.
Hold on. You keep saying no player. Say his name.
Trotter?
Yes, exactly. Who else wore 54 that you would recognize?
I wouldn't even.
But I think that's the point he was making, right? That there's not a lot of 54.
Exactly.
54.
But what I was saying was I just thought about it. Like, I didn't even think like, oh, yeah.
So now I got to question your Eagle fandom. When did you become an Eagles fan?
Uh-oh.
That's fine. Do that. I mean, that's you. That's okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
The more you keep talking, the more you keep letting me know
how much you don't respect Jeremiah Trotter as an Eagle great.
Disrespected him.
Yeah, you actually did just disrespect him. As far as I'm concerned, you did.
Okay.
You can't, Corey. You could have said anything. Hold on, see. You could have said anything. Before you came on, you had time to think about what you were going to say. You decided to say he got rid of that trash number and switched to 55. Like, you said that. I didn't bring that up. You said that.
Okay.
So you had time to think about that. And for you to think about the number 54 and the words trash to come along with it and not think about Jeremiah Trotter, I got to question that. Because you could have said he switched to a great number in 55. You could have said anything without associating trash with the number 54 in an Eagles uniform. That's my point. That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't going to disrespect Jeremiah Trotter around here tonight. I'm a four-time Pro Bowler, all-pro linebacker.
I wasn't disrespecting Trotter, but
okay.
Or Brad Lidge.
I got love for you.
I just, listen. That's my teammate. That's part of my brotherhood there. So I can't let it just go. I just can't let it go. If you hadn't said trash number, I wouldn't have said anything.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, I wasn't disrespecting nobody. You can you can say how you want. I was just speaking my opinion of the number. That's all.
I got you.
All right, Corey.
Your opinion got my reaction.
Yep. Okay, and I ain't mad at you. Keep bringing. That's why you make the big bucks.
All right. It's all good.
All right. We okay? We all need to.
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. I'm good.
He said Brandon one of the four greatest Eagles ever. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, four greatest, talking about Mount Rushmore. That's what four greatest are. So we would say Brian Dawkins automatically on. Reggie White automatically on. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you, Elliot today?
Well, listen.
Well, you're asking him who cares what his opinion is, really?
Well,
if he's not going to say Reggie White,
we're not going to say Chuck Bednarik then either. I mean, like, some people would, some people wouldn't.
I think it probably.
Okay. He asked you Reggie White.
Okay, Reggie White.
If you want to say no, then say no.
I would say yes.
I think you probably say Bednarik. Say Reggie. You probably say Brian Dawkins, and then you have to pick one player from this era.
Right.
And then it ends up being. The nominees end up being Kelsey, BG, right? Fletcher's a great player, but I don't think we would put Fletcher on it. We don't put Jalen on it yet. We don't consider him because he hasn't finished his career yet. Nick Foles has been brought up previously because he was the quarterback of the team that won the first Super Bowl.
Well, he's definitely off of it.
So do you pick BG or Kelsey? I mean, do you say Bednarik? Yes. Kelsey? Yes.
I say Bednarik.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Bednarik, yes.
But I'm one who feels like an era
that
needs
era.
To be represented.
Right.
Yes.
So that era.
Some people may not represent the, who may not care about the championship era.
Yeah.
We do have three championships before Super Bowls.
People forget that.
Yeah.
48, 49.
48.
47, 48. 48, 49.
60.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I should make sure I get my first the 40s right.
So Bednarik.
Where's Pete Pios?
So we say Bednarik, yes. We say Reggie, yes. We say Dawkins, yes. And then for the fourth one, do you say Kelsey or do you say BG?
I say Kelsey. But I love BG.
Right.
I would say Kelsey.
Right. Ike?
You can't put both?
No.
There's only four.
we did do a whole week on Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
You can't put both Kelce and BG.
No. Well, you would have to take somebody off. You're not taking Dawkins off.
No, I'm leaving all three of those guys on.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
Those three are on. No, then for you me. Those three are on for
you. You got to pick one. I think if we had taken the vote a year ago.
You certainly can't take both of them.
No. I think if you had taken the vote a year ago, it would have been Kelce. I think if you took a vote now of Eagles fans, it would be Brandon Graham.
Is that in the moment?
I think it's a little bit in the moment. I think Kelce in a couple of ways. First, I think the Chiefs stuff. I think there's a little bit of, if I'm just talking about how fans feel, I think there's a little bit of maybe they're exposed so much to Kelce. And I think there's a little bit.
Kelce fatigue?
I think there's a little bit of Kelce fatigue in that way. I still think they love him. And there's also the moment now with BG, also him getting the second Super Bowl. Now, BG getting the second Super Bowl does give him an advantage over Kelce, who does not have the second Super Bowl.
That's true.
So Kelce, a better player. I think Kelce is a Hall of Famer and BG is not. But BG also has both Super Bowls, which Kelce does not. I think the edge that BG has, if we don't take prisoner of the moment, if we take prisoner of the moment out of it, the advantage that BG has over Kelce is that he won both Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty big advantage.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
You're not committing.
You sure you can't go both guys like half and half? Remember that movie Face Off?
A little Siamese
twin? With Travolta and
No.
Nicolas Cage?
You cannot.
Well, it seems like we can take Reggie off, right? We can take that? No?
You
want a Super Bowl with the Packers?
Even if we take Reggie off, I still don't like having both Kelce and
BG.
BG on it.
Yeah, I think it's one or the other.
It's tough.
I think it's one or the other, especially if you're only taking one from your era,
right.
One from the Buddy era,
right.
One from pre-Buddy era, which is Bednarik. I think right. You got to have one from this era. All right, 215-592-9494.
Where'd you go? And you didn't answer. Where'd you go? You almost got out of there without giving an answer, did you? Yeah. Where'd you go?
I think it's Kelce.
Kelce? What'd you think?
I said Kelce. I think it's Kelce, Bednarik, White, Dawkins.
I think it's Kelce. Can I say, here's why I think it's Kelce. He is a better player than BG, but the other thing is that, and time has sort of dulled this a little bit, the Super Bowl speech is like maybe the most iconic off-field moment in Philadelphia sports history, and Kelce has that. And like and it was the first Super Bowl, and I can't think of another moment, right?
Yeah.
And you know, there's the Utley, you know, curse word, but
that was way overplayed.
Yeah, but this his Kelce speech.
Everything that Utley did now is just like, well, Scrub Brolin's better, well, like unbelievable.
Kelce speech was
a ripoff of Chase Utley. I know.
I just did that for him.
Yep. Everything Utley did, we're gonna dump on his legacy. That's what we do today. Yep.
That's why I have
these kids.
Why I have Kelce. So you can pick BG,
man.
But I have Kelce.
Yeah.
All right, you think about it. 215-592-9494.
We'll get an answer at 5:50.
Yeah. It's Ed will say both again. He'll say Ed will go. You know what he'll do? His place will be packed, and he'll go. It's BG, and everybody will go. Yeah, and they'll cheer Ike walking out the building over to the Colonial
Theater.
He'll
get carried out of here.
Yeah.
He'll get carried to the Colonial Theater.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that.
He'll say BG. Good. He'll do an Eagles chant, and then he'll lead like the Pied Piper of Hoagie Mouth over to the Colonial Theater. Ike Reese, ladies and gentlemen. All right. 215-592-9494.
Pied Piper, a hoagie.
Yeah. This is BG Day. This is the WIPF show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Miller Lite specials all day long at the Great American Pub. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to
wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.